96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. Oh, no, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll try.
The Friday, May 17th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And it is the Friday edition. We, now, we started something new now. Yeah, you got the Mod Squad on Friday. You got MJ chiming in. You got Earl the Pearl chiming in. We got special guest today, Sam Duncan, who we'll be talking to on the flip side of the break. But like I say, Friday, we go over the biggest three stories in all the land.
Let's get something straight.
And we have some special guests. And
you say, who's Lincoln, who's Pete? I'm Lincoln, you're Pete.
We all know who Julie is. We already have established. Yeah, I'm Link.
You gotta be
Pete.
Hold on, but you
just because I had a light skin when I could be Pete. Pete was from Minnesota.
What I got to do with it?
You love Minnesota.
But Link was the coolest one.
I'm cooler than you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Right, when I made that reference last week, she was like, oh, boy, you and Earl going to fight over Link. I said, yeah, we can fight over Link. You ain't lying. We are. But listen, we have a special guest, Sam Duncan. We're going to talk to her from Re-Earth on the flip side of the break. As you know, we had the situation with the Dolphins at Blackbeard's Key.
Yes.
And then being moved, so we want to get everybody up to snuff and know exactly where we're at.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, to make sure that those animals, those dolphins, are being well taken care of. And I've come to understand they're in good hands right now. And
yeah, they're at Atlantis being taken care of now.
Right, but we'll go over all the nuts and bolts of that.
Okay.
And, because it's an intricate process.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that at the end of the day, we get to where we need to be with that situation. And then, of course, we got to talk convention. We got to talk hospital. We got to talk Crown Bahama Port Authority.
Cannabis.
And what they're going through, cannabis and the racking bill and the Firearms Act and more murders. So we got a lot to do. And the weekend review, and it's all going to go down on the flip side of the break. As you know, you can chime in Nassau, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. BTCFlowChannel.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break, flip side of the break. MJ will be chiming in, Earl will be chiming in, I'll be chiming in, and we'll have a great conversation with our special guest, Sam Duncan from ReEarth, right on the flip side of the break as the Friday, May 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Hey, Mr. Producer Purdy, you know, somebody dropped me off some tickets for a big function tonight. Y'all want to go? I mean, I got to go to Joker, but I make sure y'all straight. I have free food and free drink on and out.
It depends on which place, because I hear a couple functions going on.
Well, I mean, if you go into the big one down there at Breezes, you might as well sneak over to the one by Walmart too and check that out.
You trying to brand me, man.
Why, you know what, Bob and Mr. Producer, say no thanks. Oh, Lord. Let's go to the break.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
They say it's something.
We're back at you on the Friday, May 17th edition of Talking Heads. The rewind, the recap, the week in review, the biggest stories of the last week we're going to bring back for you, revisit, and chop up. In studio with me, I got Earl the Pearl via the Zoom. We've got Mary Jane. The mod squad is complete. What's going on, MJ?
Hey, good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Earl, and of course you, Naughty.
Why
how you guys
like,
doing?
Why you like call my government name on this radio?
And why the high inflection for Earl and then and Naughty?
I've seen you. I saw you earlier today.
Why does he get the introduction in falsetto and I get mine in bassetto?
She with you every day, all day, all night, every day.
So?
Just once in a blue moon, she gets to see me or talk to me. So, I mean, give me my props, man.
Yeah, I have a hard time. You're a dolphin. I you know, that emotion could be spent somewhere else on Cowboy Nation or Yankee Nation. That's all I'm saying.
MJ, you should see how he cussed me today. I sent him one
video. She was there when I did.
One little video showing a cowboy truck getting towed and say cowboys always need assistance. And he went off. I mean, some words he used I never hear in my good Christian ear.
Was I at least in mid-season form?
Goodness, I'm sorry that happened.
He was in real mid-season form.
Good. I'm glad. Because I heard you about Cowboys 8 and 9 yesterday. We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. You must know why you busy out the phone. You pull a Howard today. Yesterday, you pull a Howard and busy out the phone. Yeah. Because you know you was going 8 and 9. I even you say it, you didn't even believe it yourself.
I thought it was kind of, I wasn't picking 8 and 9. I was picking more like 10 and 7.
We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock.
Okay.
But we got a special guest today.
Hi, Sam.
As you know, we would like to welcome Sam Duncan from ReEarth to the show. How are you, Sam?
Hey, Sam. I'm good, thank you. How's everybody? Thank you for having me on.
We are good and glad to have you. You said it's Friday, so you know Pearlie's happy. But just wanted to get caught up with you because, as you know, you and I have spoken about this for several years, and I was in other capacities and other radio stations, and MJ and myself, when this show is at another location, we did mention the plight of those Blackbeard Keys dolphins. Now, we've seen that they've been moved, all right? And if it wasn't for your champion, of course, years ago, I think nobody would have remembered it. I think there was a lot of red tape. I would think there was a lot of legal action. I think there's still a foreign investor who still owes us some money, correct? And here
well,
we are.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's also important to for your listeners to know that we've been fighting this issue since 1990. This is a 34-year-old issue.
Correct.
We tried to stop Black Wanakee, the Meisters, from catching wild dolphins. We stopped another businessman who wanted to catch six dolphins. We tried to stop the importation of the dolphins from the Katrina hurricane. Of course, that was Atlantis, so, you know, we just got pushed aside. And then when we saw the articles in 2013 about a new facility opening up with dolphins coming into the country, we immediately started to write the press and tell them all the reasons, like there's so many reasons why dolphins should not be in captivity. And, you know, like we are being now, totally ignored. We were ignored. And at the time, I had, ReEarth had partnered with Save Bays, and we got a grant to take the government to court over issuing the permits and the licenses to bring the animals in. We had complained about the fact that the area was very exposed to hurricanes. It was too shallow. That we really should not be keeping these very intelligent, sentient animals in captivity. And that it's something that, you know, for the facilities that exist, essentially, we should stop the breeding, stop letting all these facilities just breed more and more workforces. So we took the government to court, and on July 17th, 2014, we won the case against the government. And Supreme Court Justice Stephen Isaac said that he overruled the granting of the dolphin license import permits, overruled the site plan approval, ordered that the land be returned to its original use and condition, ordered that the dolphins be moved to a suitable location, and restrained the town planning committee from granting site approval without a public hearing. So this is literally, like, for me and the dolphins, a 34-year-old battle, and for these particular dolphins, almost an 11-year battle. So we won the court case 10 years ago, and that facility continued to operate illegally.
And not pay the fines, correct?
The thing is that I don't know that there were fines, but they were ordered to close. They were essentially ordered to close, but the facility continued to operate under both governments. Nobody did anything about it. It didn't matter what we said. Everybody just kept trucking along, and nothing happened. And then COVID happened, and everything shut down. And basically, there were eight original dolphins that were brought in from Honduras. By the time, they had five babies, so there were a total of 13 animals. And I kept asking the Animal Control and Protection Board, which operates under the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, to please give me an update on what was going on, because everything is just completely shrouded in secrecy. They don't give you any information. They ignore you, and this continues to this day.
All right, but Sam, I got a couple of questions for you coming in on the text lines that I do want to ask you. Now, we understand that situation, and thanks for bringing us up to date for context. But and the first question that came out is, why were these dolphins moved? Obviously, there's a situation, weren't there a situation with the pens that they were being kept in initially? And this is coming from a texter being too small, correct?
Okay, so yes, the pens have issues, okay? But the dolphins should have been assessed first to determine whether or not they had any illnesses. And if they needed critical care, they should have gone to Atlantis.
Okay.
When I listened to the minister's press conference the other day, it was terrible audio, but I did get one point where he said the dolphin's blood work was fine. So my question then is, if the animals could have been stabilized right where they are and not cause the violent, traumatic capture that they had to go through to be taken out of a sea pen to what I believe is a concrete pen. That's another thing.
Okay,
let me just
interject this, because we did have a conversation off air, Sam, and I told you I'd do my due diligence. Now, I can say, and I can't divulge my sources because, you know they'd have to kill me if I divulged it. But, you know, I've been to Atlantis for over 30 years, right, in my capacity. I have friends in the resort. I did my due diligence, and I can tell you they're from several very reliable sources. Those dolphins are well-maintained, and they're together. So that I think, should do you good to know that that part has been kept together.
The fact that they're together is very good, is very comforting. I need to back up a little bit, because if you don't get the entire story, then it's not going to be right. So on April 4th, Rick O'Barry from Dolphin Project contacted me. We met. He told me everything that was going on at the facility, that 8 animals had died, that their food had been cut to less than half. And you have to understand that dolphins get their water from the food they eat. So not only were they being starved to death, they were being dehydrated to death. Okay?
And who was responsible for feeding these animals? The owners of the key?
Okay. So from what I gathered from the Tribune article was that the lease is now owned 50% by Damian Gomez and 50% by Samir Andrawis and Vicky Iglesias. And Vicky Iglesias and Samir Andrawis have appointed trustees in the United States. So there's another court case going on in the United States. So they are the ones that were feeding them. But they had, I'm assuming, I shouldn't say they were, because they were in contact, or this is what I'm assuming, because nobody can tell me what is going on here. But there was a vet in Mexico who had basically ordered the one and only human being those animals have known the entire time they've been at that peak to cut their food by more than half.
Wow.
Not only that. Okay, so that vet should never practice veterinary medicine, but that's an aside at this particular juncture. So after my meeting with Rick O'Barry, he said, listen, we can go in, we can bring food. There was no power on the island, so they've got frozen fish sitting in freezer that doesn't work, right?
Right, so let me ask you this question, Sam, all right? Just for objectivity's sake, because
Can I just finish the whole lineup, and then, because it keeps getting very disjointed. So, okay, Rick O'Barry told me everything that was going on. I immediately went home and started calling the ministry, got a meeting on the 8th. He had to go to the prime minister's office. So it was changed to the 10th. I went to the minister. I told him everything. I told him that the Dolphin Project had offered to come in, feed the animals, get the freezer working, fix the fences, put up shade,
and a number of other things, all for free, not a dime to anybody. Dolphin Project was going to pay for all of that. Okay? And so I left that meeting. That was April 10th. On April 15th, I got a call at 8 o'clock in the evening from Minister Campbell, Domo Campbell, at Agriculture and Marine Resources, who said he had had a long talk with Mr. Gomez and that they had agreed that the Dolphin Project could go in and administer this, you know, necessary critical first steps. We were also going to bring in a vet. So the reality is that, yes, the pens are in bad shape, but the animals did not have to go through that violent, stressful capture to be put in a pen when they could have been fed right where they were and get their weight back up to what it should be.
Okay. I'm following along here now. We crystal, we clear. But now, like I said, some questions have come up, and for the sake of objectivity, I'm going to answer them. Obviously, yes, I understand it is a traumatic capture and removal and then relocation process that they go through. Obviously, this part is all who they know. They were born in captivity. Obviously, you can't release them into the wild because they were born in captivity. But, I mean, they are at the Atlantis, and isn't, you know, Atlantis, it is a known fact, that's one of the premier facilities in the region for dealing with wildlife and especially dolphins. So,
okay,
isn't it, I mean, and the Texas point is, aren't they in a good place now? Aren't they in a better place where they don't have to bring in the fish and set up that operation that it was a smooth transition to the Atlantis, which is a quality facility?
The smooth transition would have been, Dolphin Project had already bought a generator that we were ready to deliver. And we kept being not told go. So I didn't want to overstep the situation and then cause the government to get pissed off at us, mm-hmm, that we were not waiting for approval to do these things. The generator had been bought. It was a matter of literally plugging that freezer into the generator, buying more fish and starting to feed while bringing the vet, assess the animals, see whether or not their blood work was bad, which it was not. So let me ask you something. If you're not feeling great, you want to be in a foreign place, which is totally alien to you. Those animals have never been in the tank before. Or you want to be home where you can hear your family members and see your family members. Or you want to be juked in a room where you don't know anybody who's around you.
I'm the wrong one to ask that question to, because to be honest with you, Sam, if something's wrong with me, I want my family next to me in the best facility I could be in to save my life. So I'm not a fair one to ask. So if I was a dolphin in this case, yes, I might want to get out of these pens and I might want my family around, but I have to look at where I'm at right now as well too. So I understand all the points that you were making and they're valid points.
Can I get a question? Because I'm really curious.
Oh, go ahead,
MJ. Sam, if you could just tell us, like, what is the way forward now? Now that these actions have taken place, the dolphins are currently at the Atlantis. What would you guys like to see happen moving forward?
Well, we would like to see the dolphins put in a sanctuary. And I also would like to just quickly mention before I go on into that subject, is that after April 15th, the government stopped communicating with us completely. So we had no idea what was going on.
But aren't they going to revisit it after 30 days? Isn't it supposed to be revisited after 30 days?
I need to make the point that the government basically shut us out of the entire situation. When we went there with the golden parachute and said, let us step in and help, we weren't even talking about moving the dolphins to a sanctuary at that point. The critical needs had to be met, and that's what we were looking for. So in terms of the dolphin sanctuary, right, I have identified a number of places that may work. One of the places that I like the best came back with some technical difficulties in terms of depth, flushing, etc. So it may not work. The point is, a lot of research has to go in to find out where they can go. So I don't know. And because nobody is communicating with me in the government since April 15th, I've written an entire proposal.
Well, it seems like this administration has taken your ideas and decided to move on without consulting you. Because obviously, if you're in the process up until the 15th, now it seems like, okay, we can do it the way we want to do it, and this way we can put them. Now,
well, the thing is, if they
and it still has to be revisited in 30 days.
If they had communicated with us, this story would have never come out the way it came out. It was because of the complete and utter lack of communication. And we kept when I went to see the minister on April 10th, I said, this is a story that is going to bring very negative publicity to this country. Let us help you manage it. Let us help you get to a place where, you know, we can secure the dolphins' health first and foremost, and then we can talk about how to address the bigger issues in terms of where they're going to go, who's going to look after them, and obviously I would want Dolphin Project in there. Rick O'Barry has been involved in with dolphins for 64 years. You think he knows a thing or two about looking after animals? He has released them. He has captured them. He has trained them. He's rehabilitated them.
But doesn't this directly lie with the minister then, since he made the decision?
Well, of course.
As to who he wants involved moving forward?
Well, the point is ultimately, yes, the government decides whatever they want to decide. But you don't call me on the 15th and tell me, yeah, y'all are going to be let in, and then go silent on me and then expect that we should just sit down. Dolphins were starving in the meantime. Wow. Those animals were not getting enough food. We didn't know how much underweight any one of them were, if they were a critical point in terms of their weight loss. We didn't know any of that because we were never allowed to go in. So, you know, yeah, ultimately it is up to the government and the minister to make those decisions.
Quick question. Is Black Med Key active? Is it working? Is it things happening
no.
there? Nobody's manning the keys. The dolphins are just there on their own like Pat Bone?
No, there was a trainer who had been looking after them and feeding them basically for the last 9 years. After the facility closed, he was still, there were three trainers at one point that were looking after them, and then with him, and then those three went back to Mexico, and he was left on his own. So that man had no power, no running water. He was literally cooking his food on an open fire every single day.
Oh my goodness. So why were the dolphins just released or
you
why
can't
were
they released? Because they were born in captivity.
Yeah, they were born in captivity.
So
that's correct. Yeah.
All of those dolphins, the 13 dolphins, are all captive bred.
Oh boy!
For them to be released, they would have to go through a retraining process to learn how to catch fish because the facilities, all the facilities, every single one of them, has made beggars out of dolphins.
Oh,
they
boy.
Hold their food out of the water and make them jump for it, or they have to do a trick, then they have to come and get the food out of the trainer's hand. Dolphins eat live fish underwater. They do not eat dead fish from somebody's hand outside the water.
Yeah.
So we have completely bastardized how these animals live. And just basically, they are workhorses to feed a very greedy, uncaring industry. And part of the reason why I am angry that they went to Atlantis is this is just, you know, the industry coming in to rescue them when the industry itself is part of the problem.
But now, Sam, in all fairness, I get you with the industry point and the fact that they have the attraction there, but that facility is a rescue facility. So, I mean, it's not like they go in a facility that's chopped liver.
What would have been the alternative?
Naughty.
What would have been the alternative?
Because God forbid, if you leave it up to this administration, hold on, if you left it up to this administration to make other decisions, God forbid, might would have happened.
Naughty, that facility is a workhorse, dolphin swimming, petting, riding zoo. That they have a side care unit for their own animals, and yes, they have taken in stranded animals. Okay, but don't try paint it like they are the heroes in the story, because they're not.
No, I'm not saying that they're the hero. But if you're going to speak to the facility, then speak to it all the way around with the attraction portion of it and the rescue portion of it. And I get your point. The traumatization, the moving, all of that. I get it.
But my question is, I'm not battling you on that.
But at the end of the day, they're in a position right now. Because obviously this administration is looking at it more as a photo op than anything else.
But my question is, if they didn't rescue them, what would have been the alternative to rescue those, to take care of those animals?
Right. The alternative
was important.
The alternative was what I brought to the minister on April 10th. Project and their team with their vet come in, assess the animals, start feeding them. Giving them the vitamins that dolphins in captivity are supposed to have. Put up shade so that they have shade from the sun. That could have been done literally on April 11th.
All right,
That's what I'm trying to say to you. We gave them a golden parachute. Okay. I didn't walk in there and say, this is a problem. What are you all going to do to fix it?
You know what you should have told them? Let us do all of this, and then when we finish, you could stand and take the picture with us. I guarantee you that they'll let you do whatever you wanted.
Listen, Naughty, they didn't even talk to us after April 15th.
I get that.
There was nothing.
I got two phone calls we got to get to them.
This is the industry and the government trying to control the narrative. And the reality is, if the government said, no, we don't want anybody coming here taking pictures, we wouldn't have let anybody come and take pictures. But instead, they made a big spectacle of people watching these poor animals be harassed, manhandled, and put into stretchers. I mean, like, is that a good optic? That's not a good optic.
I agree with you.
That's a horrifying optic.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty by Nature.
Hey, what's happening, GNN?
I don't know. I don't know what's happened. Since I am now 61 years old. And if my ears open up correctly, I heard Sam. Good afternoon, Sam, my friend.
Good afternoon.
I heard Sam say she was trying to do something for 34 years, Sam.
Yes. We've been fighting this issue for 34 years.
That it is.
Go ahead, GNN. Is GNN still there? Hello?
I think we lost it.
Let's get to the GNN, call us back. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, MJ, Naughty, Sam.
Toby Smith, what's going on, Toby Smith? You good?
Everything's cool, my brother. How y'all doing?
Hey, Toby.
Hey, Toby.
I'm good.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Toby.
Just real brief, man, because I know Sam's time on the radio is important to her and everybody else. Enough respect to Sam. I think she deserves a Medal of Honor. Number two, I think that the solution of bringing like-minded people together, such as Sam, the minister responsible, Atlantis, the Dolphin Project, bring them all together in one room, map out a tangible project so that they could be in a sanctuary and hang out, I think just swooping in and not involving Sam in the process was a big wrong. It was on the Daily Mail the next day, an international press compromising the good reputation of the Bahamas. They've got the opportunity now to turn that around, and they should do it post-haste. The other thing is the Office of the Prime Minister, the Bahamas Investment Authority, the Minister of Tourism, in bringing in these kind of pirates to our shores to exploit our islands and our crown land, not only through dolphin attractions that are supported by the cruise lines as their number one customer, but then we get stuck with the bad reputation when these foreign pirates come in. It's not the right investment for the Bahamas, and with the BS to deal with it afterwards. And that's wrong, and they should be held accountable, and it's still happening in the Bahamas like we haven't learned already. You all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Toby.
Thanks, Toby.
Yes, thanks, Toby. I think he raises some really good points.
I think the best way to come to a conclusion might be exactly like what Toby said. Get everybody in the room and make sure they keep Sam in the room this time. And Sam, you should handcuff yourself to a chair in the room next time you get in the room and make sure they don't get you out of there. Because
okay, so I do want to point out one thing. Atlantis is not in the freedom business, okay? They are just not in the freedom business. They exploit dolphins every single day of their life for their entire life. So I'm more than happy to be in a partnership with the government, and we need the Rick O'Barrys of the world, because he knows how to do it.
But Sam, right? I get your point, and your point is very valid. But if the administration of the day does not want to involve, what's the next option?
Listen, I get they can decide to do whatever they want. And what I've been trying to say to them from April 10th is, we can make, as bad as this story is, we can make it a happy ending.
But so what's the happy ending? That's what I'm into.
Okay, so the initial thing, like I said before, was to get Dolphin Project in to stabilize the animals, to bring in the vet, make sure that everybody was okay. And for God's sake, if anybody thinks for a second that if we found that one of those dolphins' blood work was bad and needed extra care that we wouldn't call Atlantis in, then y'all clearly do not understand people who care about animals. Okay? So that would have been the first step. The second step was to announce the move. And if they really wanted to put the cherry on the top, they should have announced that there would be no more facilities operating in this country, because the reality is stops with the ministry. And the ministry's responsibility to confiscate any animal that is being abused. Those animals have been being abused since the day they got to Blackbeard's Key. So and none of the data from any of the facilities is ever released. We don't know how many dolphins have died at dolphin encounters, at UNESCO, or Atlantis. So, like, all of that is hush-hush. We will never know that information unless somebody on the inside that is watching and listening to this goes, these people need to be held accountable. And you know what? What is the necropsy going to say? Oh, they died of pneumonia. Oh, they died of this. The point is that the animals do not belong in concrete tanks, number one. The sea pens are, if you're going to keep animals like a dolphin, a sea pen is obviously superior to being in a concrete tank. However, the issue of putting dolphins in captivity for the rest of their lives is just repugnant to me.
Would a happy compromise be that a law, a policy statement be moved that after a period of time that they should engage in teaching these animals and released and work out a period of time that they should be released back released into the wild?
Okay, so when I started the Blackbeard's Key fight in 2013, what we had said was, do not let this facility open. And basically, for the facilities that exist, they would be grandfathered in, but they would have to transition into a sanctuary over a period of time. Okay? That would mean that you cannot breed any more dolphins, no more breeding is allowed, and that essentially for the animals that can be basically retrained to catch, remember, had a live fish in their lives. Or if they, I mean, I'm not sure. I know, I'm not going to say for sure because I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to say that. But what I'm trying to say to you is the captive bred dolphins do not know how to catch live fish. They do not know how to protect themselves from predators like sharks. Now, you know, people say, well, maybe their instincts will kick in. Yeah, but maybe they won't. And maybe they won't know how to fend for themselves in the wild. So I am not a proponent of of going like, oh, well, you were captive. Now we're going to let you free and you can just go fend for yourself. Why don't we let our kids just run in the road and hope they don't get run down by a car? You have to be responsible about how you do this. And if it can be done, dolphins have to be evaluated on an individual basis to determine who's going to be able possibly to go out. You know, maybe they could learn to go for ocean walks, which is they follow a boat out into the open sea and get them to follow back so they begin to, you know, understand what life outside the pen is. It's a long process.
So, Sam, I mean, obviously, we got to keep an eye on this for another 30 days to see where this goes, correct? Obviously, in 30 days, they need to make a decision on those dolphins that will move, correct?
Right.
So, obviously, you don't have a platform to continue talking about this, and we can continue to look at this, because obviously, in 30 days, the next best option would be to, in your opinion, have them return to Black Bear Key with the proper facilities?
I don't know that Blackbeard's Key is the right option for them right now.
But do you have some other options within 30 days that we could put together and get them there?
But remember, like, you have to put up fencing so they can't get out. And this is why being able to discuss these things with the government to help them figure out how to go. But they shut me out from April 15th, and now I keep getting requests to get my proposal. You shut me out, and now you want my work.
Right. So basically, you know, the whole gist of this, we need to have you part of the process for a smooth transition on all sides.
Listen, at the end of the day, Sam Duncombe does not know how to run a dolphin sanctuary project. Rick O'Barry does know how to build.
But obviously, you have consultants and team members in your network.
Because I care. And I have my own, you know, my own research that I've done on doing a sanctuary. Rick has actually done a sanctuary. He has rehabilitated and released animals.
All right. So I think at the end of the day, we need to get all parties involved. This needs to, that's what we have to lobby for, to get you at the table, Dolphin Project at the table, Atlantis at the table, and obviously the New Day administration at the table, Mr. Campbell. Because I think that's the only viable solution that's going to come out of this. Because if they don't involve you, there's going to be decisions made. And if they involve you, at least there'll be decisions made that y'all could get at the table and hash out the best solution for all parties concerned moving forward.
Listen, that is what we tried to do, Naughty. We, you know, now you know me long time, right? You know, my first reaction to that story was, I'm going to the press. And Rick said, no, let's go in and help. And I said, fine, I'm good with that thing. So the first time I break from my traditional go to the press, tell the public what's going on.
That's what you get.
And get an okay from the government that they're going to work with us, they turn around and shaft me. And, well, you know, it's not me. It's not me you're shafting. You're shafting the dolphins. Because I've worked on this particular issue for 34 years. I have fought this issue for 34 years.
I think you've earned the right to be part of the conversation with all your contributions, Sam. I really do. And that's why I say that whenever you want to come back and revisit this, obviously we'll keep an eye on it over the next 30 days. And if needs be that you get back on, then the platform is, because at the end of the day, we want the best decision made for all parties concerned, and especially the dolphins. But I see Mr. Producer giving me the signal, so I do have to get to the break. But I do appreciate you chiming in. Thank you so much for being a part of the Friday recap and bringing, you know, some clarity to this whole story from whence it came to where it got and now to where it is. And obviously how we need to get forward with a positive solution to this.
I agree. I totally agree. Thanks. So thank you very much for having me.
No worries, man. Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend. I know you probably need to get out there and enjoy the beauty of the Bahamas. So I won't. I'll be stuck at Joker. So stick your sound in the toast for me and MJ, please. And drink a cold one for Pearly.
I will.
All right?
Thanks so much, man. Have a great
weekend. Thank you,
Sam.
Have a great weekend, Sam.
We'll get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll go over into the 5 o'clock a little bit. And we still got lots to talk about. Obviously, we got a huge convention in the FNM and a big function tonight with Pearly C. He got tickets for.
If you see the look I give him, that's not MJ. If you see the look I gave him.
And we still got to talk about the hospital. And we still got to talk about some other things as far as Government to Toughen Firearms Act. Or while the other headline, man on bail murdered. So we do have to do this. And my question is, hospital, firearms act, cannabis bill, is this another distraction by this administration to get our eyes off of certain things? Boy, you should see the look he just give me just now, MJ.
Let's take the break, Mr. Producer.
All right, we'll take the break and we'll come back and then we'll get over into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have a few more minutes and then we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. And right after news, we'll be continuing the conversation on the Friday, May 17th edition of Talking Heads.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with and more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans. And we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games. We can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research institutions, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call. Bring the world to your door.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Flames are catching a fire. Showed you how to do, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song.
Yeah, we're back at you on the Friday, May 17th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company, along with Pearly and Mary Jane.
Hey, Mary Jane.
And MJ chiming back in.
Hey, Pearly. Yeah, I'm here.
You should like play that song by Rick James, you know. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
I know. I used to play that so long for so many years. I used to have that in all my sweepers and stuff like that. Uh-huh. I love that song. It's great. I need to bring that back.
Yeah, man, I agree.
Rick James.
Yeah.
Rick James, classic. All right, let's go to the phone about the impending F&M convention, the hospital situation, and some of the headlines that have popped up in today's Guardian. But most definitely, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty One, what's good, bro?
What's happening?
Everything's solid, man. Very pleasant. Good afternoon. MJ, what's good?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
You know, right, knowledge only scored when you're on the radio,
I
MJ.
I know, right?
Ain't nobody want to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the only Bond sexual allowed on this show because of MJ.
MJ, nobody into that.
Oh, my goodness. So you would be happy to have Bronny in L.A.? That's what you're trying to say?
Listen to me.
I know, but
just by knowledge, got LeBron under rules. He got LeBron rookie card. He got LeBron sippy cup. He got LeBron bed sheets. He got LeBron everything, right?
Yeah.
MJ, that's why I scored on you on the radio with these two
haters.
Then you open up and you look at bronsexual in the dictionary. His picture is right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Smiling.
Yeah, but, hey, but MJ, nobody keep making me take go to the petty. There are photos of you after you lost a bet when LeBron was in Miami. You realize
You never failed to realize that the next lap when I won, you still haven't paid your bet. You and Mystery Dolphin are the only two that haven't paid your bet.
Me and you ain't had no bet, baby.
Oh, no.
What was he supposed to do?
The bet was he had to come on radio and admit that LeBron choked in the finals again. And let me tell you how ironic it was, how far back in time he wants to go. Remember when your Spurs beat up on him and had him petulant and crying in Miami? Remember that one?
I remember.
After Dirk beat him the year before?
MJ,
and had him petulant and crying?
He only
want to remember the one time he put me in that sheethead jersey. And see, that's when he was a sheethead. But he'd been a Cavalier. He'd been a sheethead. He'd been a Laker. Yes,
wait,
this is
LeBron
a basketball bobbit.
Naughty, if LeBron come to play for the Nassau Kong Salad,
you would put for LeBron.
You
are truly an athletic supporter, bro. You got his jock safe.
Wow.
Kong Salad.
Now, what was your point? What was your point?
I hear you all talking about the week in review. The conversation now about the doctor resubmitting himself for leadership of the Free National Movement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mugabe used to say that time is the greatest revealer, right?
Uh-huh.
And as uncomfortable as COVID was for us, words like heavy-handed, tyrant, and one or two others that came to mind, as the aftermath of it all, whether we want to be, if we want to admit it or not, some of the measures that were uncomfortable for many of us, I believe in retrospect, look, it saved some lives, man.
I don't think anybody disputing that part of it.
Right. I mean, and granted, a leader is a leader. And there's we get it confused. Leaders are different from politicians. And there's things start to get revealed. Some of the steps that were taken are reflective, as painful as it was, mind you, of leadership. And so, as this conversation gets
the knowledge,
one second.
Isn't a part of leading and being able to disseminate information properly, and
it
to
is.
Understand how you will make individuals feel when you make certain announcements? I mean, let me put it to you like this: if you're a great surgeon or you're a great doctor, and you could say, "I mean, that's great," but guess what? If your bedside manner sucks, then you still may lose some patients.
And I get that, and I understand it. And one of your famous terms is Monday morning quarterback, right?
Correct.
In high pressure, high test, high stress scenarios, am I prepared to, and listen, I ain't no fan and I ain't campaigning. At the end of the day for me, there was a lot of pressure. This was something the world had never seen, man.
I understand knowledge takers. Knowledge got plenty crab in his family. You see, knowledge may not want to see him come back.
Listen, Pearly, saying this could get me disowned.
Okay.
But
hard crab family.
Yeah, 100%. But to be real, go ahead, man.
You sound like a crab when you saying it, because everybody know a minister at FNM is too straight for the PLP. It's chalk. So that's why you still put it, if I won't put it in basketball terms, you want LeBron to play the number 2 seed to go to the championship, or you want him to play the number 8 seed?
Which one do you want him to play? In fairness, I'm not using reverse psychology. And again, that same old adage from my grandmother, man. It was a lot easier for this administration, and it's not about the politics. It isn't at all. I'm talking about us as a country. Could you imagine what it could have been, even with the new administration coming in, if some of those steps that we considered harsh, right, had not been taken? It was a lot easier, I think, for some of the decisions made, as much as it made us and the rest of the world, to be fair, very uncomfortable, to hit the ground running. And so as he talks about throwing us hat back in the race, boy, I'm not so bothered by seeing him reemerge and submitting himself. I'm just saying, man. So just wanted to add that contribution.
Go ahead. No, but don't go nowhere, because we got some points for you, though, knowledge. Don't dip and run. You got to tote this.
Go ahead.
My view decisions on COVID, and I had no problem with the decisions that were being made during COVID. You know, I basically supported that. I understood what was going on. I saw the horrifying pictures of bodies on the streets in Italy and the way things down, and a lot of things that people misconstrued or put in their heads, they tried to think that the Bahamas was only in a bottle. When I looked at the greatest city in the world, New York City was shut down, Broadway was shut down, Paris was shut down, London was shut down. I accept all of that, right?
Right.
That's not the issue that I have, all right? I have the issues when you talk to the general public. See, the whole bottom line is when the FNM goes into the next general election, they're trying to win the government. You're trying to put the best possible leader to win the government.
Right.
But when you walk in Shell, when you walk in Rubus, when you walk in Esso, when you walk in Super Value, when you walk in Fusion, when you walk everywhere and you mention that man's name, you get cussed out. So if your country don't want him, why are you putting him there to get beat?
But, Pearly, I don't know if that is, and again,
this ain't what I hear. This ain't
what tell you.
This ain't what people tell me, you know, this is what I experience. And people know what my role is in the party, so I know what I'm people.
So here's the question. You think that moving forward, going into to an upcoming election, that the current leader of the party is a better choice?
I'm saying, in my opinion, yes. But I'm not saying that with this leader, they're going to win, you know. I'm saying with the bringing back the former leader, that's chalk.
See, but for me, I'm prepared to, even with, and your boy is an orator, man. I mean, not he'll tell you, right? My challenge is that was a huge shortfall for him. But then, you know what it is. Your significant other, for example, you're not always mincing words, kind, as caring as you should be during high-pressure situations.
I'm not disputing any of that. I accept that.
Okay, go ahead, MJ, because I think I want to make a point.
One thing that we do have to look at and put in perspective is the fact that as Bahamians, we tend to have this idea that there may be only one, two, three people that can lead this country, and I think that that is a terrible take, and this is why we keep going back to past leaders. We keep pulling out of the same pot. I think it's time that we become more aware, more cognizant that we have so many other people that are capable and bring us some fresh ideas. And I think that, you know, based on the information age that we live in now, this is the time to move forward. I thank Dr. Minnis for his service, but if he's never able to hold, you know, the prime ministership again, then it is what it is.
I think that's a reflection of us. Go ahead,
Knowledge. Go ahead.
You all had Travis on the show the other day. He went against party protocols. Miller did the same setup. Our system of governance, the one that we allow, makes it very possible for those leaders, not politicians, to emerge and position themselves in a way to really take us where we need to go. It is a system that is in place. And unless we change that system, it'll be the same characters over and over again.
Listen, I can tell you this, Knowledge. You need to tell Willa. Willa Gray called his show. He said, stop putting you up the court.
That's number one.
Go ahead, MJ.
I was going to say to Knowledge that I hear you. I get your point. And I think just about the pandemic. I know a lot of people like to say, oh, you're mad at Dr. Minnis because of the pandemic. It isn't limited to just the pandemic. It was other things that brought people to feel a particular way about our former prime minister. And that may be a very hard political hurdle to overcome. I mean, that's just the reality of it,
But
as much as I don't blame him and I respect what he did while he was there, you have to be practical about it. I know that there are a lot of persons in the FNM that are very skilled at politics, and they're going to make the evaluation. They're going to decide. And if they say it's time to move on, then we should not be afraid as a country. We can move on.
I feel you.
All right, let me paint this scenario for you there, Knowledge. Got coaches that make plays and calls in the game, and you look at the game. Turn that volume down in the back there if you could, please. All I can tell you is this. You got coaches, if you look back at the game from me, you say, yeah, man, he made some good calls with the defense. He kept his team in the game with the defense. But, oh, Jesus, over here on offense, what was he thinking? And it cost the other team to run up the score. Well, I'll be honest with you. For all that he did during the pandemic, okay, which you now have to look at other things that were glaring mistakes. Where he dropped the ball, where you have Bahamians that were affected that turn around and say, well, hey, I lost my daughter because a road was closed without proper information being disseminated. If you look at why the road was closed, there's a lot of allegations and stories swirling that aren't too favorable that are left at Dr. Minnis' feet. Let me finish. That don't make it right, though. Also, you care about Bahamians. Well, why was VAT taken off of bold semen, airplane parts, caviar? What Bahamian you know every day that is dealing bold semen, airplane parts, and caviar? Because he was looking out for his special interest. That was his special interest group he was looking for.
If I didn't like Robin, right?
and I was dealing with the red thing, I would be prepared to give him another shot, personally, just based on what he did with all the stress.
Okay. Well, we agree to disagree with you. Yeah, not because, like...
And
yeah,
now see why you like LeBron.
Yeah, real talk. But, Nadas, you still my boy. I don't want politics against nobody.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
But I can tell you again, tell you, brother, Willa Gray called the show. He said, don't be scared. Let him call. Don't put you up to call it.
Call.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Naughty.
We got Pearly and we got MJ in the studio today, too.
Hi, MJ. Hi, Pearly.
Hi, good afternoon.
Naughty, I noticed say just now that Mr. Pinta is an orator.
I didn't say that. The caller said that.
No, she said
that. That's what I'm saying. He's an orator. And everybody who I've heard speak about Mr. Pinta always talking about him being an orator. So I say, I think I'm smart enough to look up the word. I say look up the word an orator, public speaker, especially one who is eloquent or skilled. Why are they making that seem to be a negative?
Because
I don't understand it.
How many kids in school get bullied because they're smart and they're told not to be smart
exactly.
and not to be articulate, not to be eloquent, not to try
and
elevate?
They want dumb persons on the international arena.
Yeah, because it wasn't Dr. Messi when he told the world we were corrupt. Didn't he go make that announcement?
They don't know how to use number. They call him out. I don't understand what is wrong with him being an eloquent, well-versed, skilled speaker. Shouldn't we want that in a prime minister?
We would want a prime minister who would do his research and be able to talk about it well.
Saying?
And that's what he is.
What are they saying?
Yeah. Trying to use that as an insult is
it baffles me, MJ. It just baffles me that these people want dumb leaders.
I agree. I'll tell you this story.
Can't use that as an insult. No
MJ, I'll tell you this story. My son's first report card was like a 3.7. And I'm like, why you ain't got a 4.0? Oh, daddy, I could bring a 4.0, but if I bring a 4.0, they can do me bad in school.
So it goes
to how people think. We get mad at you if you work hard and make some money. We down you if you're rich, and we down you if you're smart.
Anyway,
that doesn't make any sense.
Tell that caller to be coming to them right now, Kermit. Let me get to some of these texts, y'all. And obviously, boy, let me tell you, you can tell who is who with these texts today, boy. Wells and Minnis will not see power again. Tell him don't come to Bamboo Town either. They talk too much. Tell him go home, never again. All people saying, we don't want to see you no more. Here's another one. Cartwright told us before 2017 that you couldn't trust Minnis. Loretta and her seven told us the same thing and that he wouldn't consult. Minnis then came into office and showed us firsthand with Oban before COVID that they were both correct.
Oh, boy.
Here's another one.
Yeah, they pulling receipts now. Okay, go ahead.
Hey. Minnis kept folks employed during COVID. You all wasn't complaining about the NIB checks. I give Minnis his flowers, even though he can be a clown at times, too. Took you all through a Cat 5 and never before deadly and contagious virus. Now, careful how you talk about that Cat 5.
Yet you had
and Grand Bahama, I said, but the Cat 5, yeah, man. How do you feel about this?
You had a hurricane that hit that September for them, the people that lived through that? Come on.
Yeah. Texter, and I want you to keep texting, man, because some of your stuff is good and some of your stuff is absolute hilarious. Like, Minnis 2026, even though I'm not an FNM or a fan, Mr. Minnis is R. Trump. He exposed corruption, gave cuts on BPL bills, paid unemployment benefits, etc. And he got bad hair like Trump, too. All right, now what?
Call you on the air.
Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads.
My brother, good afternoon, everyone.
Yay, Sparky, you got to make it quick. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Every time I open my mouth, I got to make it quick.
But everybody knows, Sparky, you see, when you run on with that, it just run me hot, you know. Just say what you got to say and let's move on, bro.
It's just a 5 o'clock sports show.
Sparky, what do you have to say, sir?
I just want to, just the sports show, because I want to know the game tonight down by Bahama. Do they have skyboxes?
Don't even, Sparky, go and sit no more. Go and sit no more, Sparky. Listen, I hear they got rent-a-cars maybe, but not no skybox.
Like free tickets. Classic.
Let's go to the next one. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right.
So, Pearly, just give us a little rundown. I mean, I heard Naughty talking about it as well. What's happening at Bahama? And again,
well, I know tonight.
What's happening tonight?
Tonight at 7 o'clock, Dr. Minnis mm-hmm. is launching his official launch of his campaign for the leadership of the Free National Movement. So they're going to be at Bahama. People are going to speak on his behalf. And I understand the former Minister of Immigration, Branville McCartney, will be introducing him tonight so that
he will give his
synopsis of his past tenure as prime minister and what he intends to do going forward. At the same time, over at Breezes, the torchbearers, the young people of the Free National Movement, we're going to have a greet and meet with the leader, Michael Pintard, where young people will get an opportunity to sit down with him, understand his views and what he intends to take the party. So you're going to have Dr. Minnis at his launch, and then you have the young people.
The ship could be hot tonight, boy.
The young people at Breezes sitting with Michael Pintard and getting some understanding on what Pintard's views are and where he's going to carry the party moving forward after June 1st.
Texas says, tell Brandy F&M would only need one C. Allen Johnson versus 100 of him. He can return to the DNA and go in peace.
So that's what's going to happen. 2 weeks, both Dr. Minnis and Mr. Pintard are going to do a number of events to meet with MCMs, to meet with the Women's Association, to meet with other party officials, to meet with the general public, to share their views and get people to understand. But what only counts is the 750-plus voters on June 1st. That's what counts the most.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
I happen to agree with Pearly, right?
Okay. You're digitizing, so I don't know if you want to step or try it again now.
Can you hear me?
You're digitizing. Something's going wrong there. You want to hang up and call right
Breaking
back?
Up.
Okay, all right.
Call us right back. But my point is, you look back. You got to look back at the whole body of work. You can't have selective memory. You got to call it for all what it is.
And I think, Naughty, part that we keep, the further that we have moved away from the last general election, I think people are kind of forgetting that, you know, when Dr. Minnis came in, when the Free National Movement won in 2017, I think, what was it? Was it 35-4? And then when they exited, it was something like, what is it now?
32-7.
Okay, so, I mean, that is... You take a loss like that for any major political party anywhere, and just the notion of throwing your hat back in the ring would be absolutely preposterous. Mr. Christie was right to retire his leadership once he, you know, lost his seat and was out of there. Now, Dr. Minnis didn't necessarily lose his seat, but it was close.
Minnis won. He won the seat in 2012 by 2,500 votes. He won it in 2017 by 3,000 votes and barely won it by 500 votes in 2021.
Correct.
That's a message.
And hold on. That's a message.
And that Kalani is an F&M safe seat.
The election results were a message. And I don't know why people seem to be jumping past those very terrible election results and playing like, oh, the whole problem was with the pandemic. There were things before that as well, you know. But you cut the term short
by 9 months. You took a lot of money out of and you know, we may call it the patronage system, but a lot of F&Ms had contracts, garbage contracts, street cleaning contracts, other contracts, OPM contracts. I'd all cut them short by 9 months, and most of those contracts, the election was September 16, and most of those contracts were canceled on September 27.
Listen.
So you rob your own people.
That's why young people say,
"I'm a quitter." Voter turnout.
With the belief you call in the elections early because headwinds are ahead, all kind of problems. And this government took over, and I saw none of those headwinds.
Let's go to the phone line. I only see plane taking off. That's all I see. Into the headwinds. What do you say, Pearly?
I know what you mean.
Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pearly.
Hey, darling, how are you?
Okay.
You can't now.
But you can't listen, Mr. Pearly. You got to say hi to Naughty. You got to say hi to MJ.
I'm the person who called first, and I address everybody. But
do it again, because you know. No,
okay, good afternoon, MJ and Mr. Naughty.
Afternoon.
And then Mr. Pearly. Yes, why I'm referencing Mr. Pearly, right? I agree with you. I'm willing to forgive him for the lockdowns, right? I was one who stood by him. If you had listened to those talk shows after the election, it would have made you vomit. The things that people were saying about him, and I cry, okay? But here's the thing. I'm still willing to forgive him. But you know what I can't forgive? Now that the people rejected you for whatever reason, you've done some things well, Let us remember you for the good you did.
It's only for your legacy, yes.
And let Mr. Pintard lead.
I mean,
I didn't want to say this, but I'll say this. I was one of the, I considered myself a Mennonite. I considered myself one of his biggest supporters.
Right.
I used to speak to the man every day prior to the general elections. Then after that, we hardly spoke. The last mm-hmm. time I've had a conversation with Dr. Minnis was October 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. October 2021. And yes, you can say, oh, why you ain't calling? No, you need my help to win.
Exactly.
You need my help to win. And when I look at that, the man like Michael Pintard, I speak to him almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't agree on everything. We buck heads.
No.
But I respect that he listens and hears what I have to say. I respect that he talks to me. And this ain't just started. He's always been. He won. He continued to talk to me. And all I'm saying is,
can I just end with this, right? What I need to see, let's just stop the arrogance, right? The little bit of respect that I do have left, go out like a statesman. Let Mr. Pintard lead. And then, in the end, people would be able to see, well, you know, he did do some good, and now we can respect him. But this, what you're doing, I'm totally turned off. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good call, caller. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
I guess not.
They'll be back.
I think that caller raises a good point, too. And I went over it a little bit when we had the conversation with Travis Robinson, but I think that when this convention is over, Dr. Minnis and his surrogates, depending on how it turns out, they're going to have to, you know, look themselves in the mirror and answer some real questions about the way, not only this campaign and some of the things over the last couple of years, not only the way they conducted themselves there, but from the very beginning, since Mr. just based on perception, don't think that he got the full support from some of the naysayers that he should have gotten. And they're going to have to ask themselves if that was politically wise of them to go down that road.
Point. Caller, you on the air?
Talking Heads.
Hello?
Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon.
Anton.
Hey, what's happening?
What you got for us today, Anton?
Why are you getting in people business? Me and you done talk yesterday, Anton. Deal with the yellow business and leave the red business alone. Why are you getting in this?
Thank you, living with Wallace. Y'all, it's coming to gate fast. A nice up to respond just as fast.
Yeah, but when I try getting you in the business in October, you tell me stay out.
No, I come to you right now, but let me just get this out. Good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, FJ. And good afternoon, Burley.
Good afternoon,
the nation. Now, what you say, Burley?
My question, when I try getting you in the business in October, when you had the row with Shane Gibson and all them, you tell me stay out.
Like, yeah.
And you was one of them say, stay out of our business. So why are you getting in other people's business? Why are you being nosy?
Because he's a piece of carry on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud. You're breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to respond to you, but let me ask you this. Did you get in any trouble after you said what you said yesterday?
No, I got in no kind of trouble. I got before they know where I go. They know where my bread butter.
Let me ask you a question. You don't get it. You don't get no problems from your handlers for getting bark up on this show on a regular?
Getting
bark up on this show on a regular. You don't get any problems for getting bark up over here?
No,
but you'll be here. Trust me, man. Let me tell you, man. If you can come here and try, you know, put one or two on Pearly, I can put one or two on you.
I can handle myself. I'm from Chippin' Arm, you know.
I ain't grew up soft. That's the problem. I'll never hear Anton call other shows where they waxed and poetic like what he want. And do the same thing. He's only calling to try to discredit my guest.
That's
why he's buck his head all the time.
Like, opportunity person, Naughty. In any event.
So what you got to say? What you got to say, Anton?
Yeah, what
you allow them to discourage you from your viewpoint back in October, that's on you.
No, I didn't say to discourage him. I said you're nosy too.
For me, simply because the only opportunity anyone on any political side, no matter where you stand, has to give any contribution is around the time of a national general convention. Because ultimately, if you sit aside and you keep quiet, you would have missed the train to who would become the leader and possibly, ultimately, a sitting government in waiting.
Okay.
And so if you look at the limited input that we have as a democracy and the kind of politics that we practice in our country, where we do not practice a republic kind of government, you have to get involved in these matters of party. What I really call in to find out from you all, because I know that you all are throwing around numbers, and probably if you examine the numbers for minutes, you would see the same results for Pintard in terms of the loss or the slippage in support from 2012 to 17 to 21. And Pearly.
He may have lost, but guess what? He still won by the biggest margin.
That's fine, but there was still a massive slippage.
Yeah.
A massive slippage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but there was still a massive slippage during the pandemic.
But
you know?
Guess what? A massive slippage in a traditional PLP seat that he has held.
Okay, all right.
Now, if you look at the Kalani seat, that's a historic... Yeah. Hey, hold on, Anton. Anton, hold on.
Yeah.
You're talking about that Kalani seat now. We know that's historic. 100 now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick up on what Pearly just spoke on, right? Which is where I was going to with the point and the reason why I call in. Pearly expressed that it's a traditional PLP seat where, although there was great slippage, the leader of the opposition was still able to hold on. And please don't discount or print out or I support minutes. I'm just telling as an observer.
No, we know you're a hard grab, man. That'll never happen.
But I know if you had a vote in the F and the Moon, you'd vote for. I know that.
See, that's exactly why I said that.
Hold on, he's a grab, so he know a minute's led F and M is
no,
short
hey,
for the
no, I know who he'll vote for, and he'll vote for.
You have no idea. No.
Huh.
As it relates to what you identified as a stronghold PLP seat on Grand Bahama, right?
Yeah.
In the by-election, Pearly, there were stronghold F&M polling divisions, which the F&M has never lost in the history of politics of the F&M on Grand Bahama, except at the overall numbers, the statistics, which determines the performance, if you understand how to analyze them. How do you all account for the massive slippage that would have taken place in stronghold F&M seats that the F&M has never lost, no matter who was the prime minister, no matter who was the leader, no matter what election took place, the F&M always held on to these stronghold F&M status to leader.
One word, money.
No, Pearly, Pearly.
Listen, you had an opposition that was fighting the machinery of a governing party and the machinery of the government.
Are you suggesting that persons who are known, dedicated F&Ms served out their party?
In the election, it could be a different story. Thank you.
Every governor was a dollar or two, Pearly. I wouldn't go with that argument. I would take into consideration.
Anton, you're breaking up.
And come up with a different viewpoint.
Anton.
To account for why
there was a
massive slippage.
Anton, you're breaking up. I'm trying to tell you,
really
you're breaking up.
Really bad.
Your point can't be made because you're breaking up. Now, if I drop, you need to listen for a second so we can tell you your
connection gone.
So I want to hear your point clearly. And then I could buck you down. So call me back. Let's go to the next phone line. Talking heads.
Because some impatient people. Now, yesterday they was waiting on me. They drop off like
that's
that.
That's the bigger he said he was calling.
But the bottom line is, I don't. Party has all the machinery, opening buildings, doing all kind of things. They're able to hold a seat. Fine, I can live with that. The bottom line is, let's see what happens when nobody go and ask Grand Bahama to help Brother Smith campaign. He got to do that on his own. He got to run his own campaign, and let's see what happens then.
There you go.
So let me ask you this question, Pearly, because the more that I hear in general election mode a lot sooner than maybe we traditionally have been. But so when are we kicking into silly season officially?
I start to think we almost there now.
It feels like it's there. Right. Yeah. It feels like it's, I mean, this administration is only what, halfway through that there.
No, it's literally there. 2 more, they're 3 years in. They've got basically 2.5 years to go. Potential candidates got to hit the ground, make themselves known, make them faces known, just start doing things. And I think within 18 months, you have silly season, and then within a year, silly season gets crazy. You know, and then they had a little sip. Oh, they may call a snap election. They ain't going to follow a document, but you never know. I'm very anxious and very, for the first time, I mean, I'm very interested every time, but this year, our deficit is where we've been, because what I saw in the midterm budget and the way I saw the deficit in the midterm budget has me really concerned about where we can become next month. Oh So I really want to see this budget. I really want to see some of the plans they have. And I really want to see how realistic some of the things that they said they were going to do last year and didn't happen, and what the story could be this year. So that's going to play a factor into me as to whether the city season can start sooner or later.
Let's go
to MJ and Pearly.
What's going on, Jeff?
Good afternoon.
It's been a very, very interesting conversation thus far, and I'm so happy to see that in so many ways we have foregone the sports part of the program and actually
Easy, Jeff.
I am just saying.
As a matter of fact, cut Jeff and let's talk sports.
Know that. But let me make this as short as possible. You know, basically the voices of the people are being heard even right now through this program. And I have to congratulate you guys for actually allowing the people to speak. The campaigning on the ground has never stopped. So let's put this baby right where it's supposed to be. The campaigning since this administration came in has never stopped. Very, very interesting election up ahead. I believe that there are going to be some real nice firsts that's going to happen in this election. I'm waiting to see who the prospective candidates are going to be, the novices that's going to come. But at least the novices that come must come with whatever portfolio that they're going to handle. They got to come with some really good experience to help move this country forward from where it is right now.
Yes.
Okay, that my eyes are wide
open.
That's
a great idea.
Who is going to come on this platform? And, you know, I've been saying it for quite some time. We've been doing this politics and shake this thing up. In other words, I wait to see where the leaders of these parties actually have caucus and come on the stage to explain what their roles are going to be, what plans they have going forward from 2026 forward. I want them to be able to articulate it and come with some tangible proof on how they plan to pull these things off. This thing with God on the ground and stuff, that stuff a lot of us are leery and wary of. We don't want to see that anymore. We want to hear the tangible proof. And we want to see how you're going to implement these things to bring prosperity finally to the hands of the average Bohemian in this country. And before I go, I want to see and I want to hear how they intend to get the Bohemian people, the average Bohemian on the ground, that work what they plan to propose. Now, when I see that happen, then I can say, okay, there's some wisdom been put into this. There's some consideration put into this to bring financial prosperity to the hands of the Bahamian people, and not just a whole bunch of rhetoric, because that's all we've been receiving as Bahamians for a very long time. Let's fix the average, everyday Bahamian so we can live comfortably in this country. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Let's get to the other call real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Boy, y'all either impatient today or people doing food busy enough to phone as usual. Call him Mr. Producer or not? Drop him there or her and call us back if we didn't answer you fast enough. Listen, this is what I see. I mean, you have different cross-sections of the society. We all could say something positive about Dr. Minnis, but I think everybody also has a horror story from the Minnis administration. Some of the good what I see, and I can tell you some of the horror stories what I've seen. Let me check the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ and Pearly. Remember, Loretta was not loyal to the FNM, and sometimes she acted a bit out of sorts. On another note, please stop letting Anton try and call and manipulate the talk shows. He can't do it with your show as he does with other shows, but he's very annoying. Let him stick to his yellow. He thinks he knows everything, and anyone who does not think, nothing to gloat about. I guess that's in response
facts.
To Anton.
No, it's facts. The turnout was low.
The voter turnout was very, very low. That's the lowest voter turnout in both the general election and the by-election. You're right.
Correct.
MJ.
And it was a pandemic. I mean, you know, there too, what you were saying earlier, Pearly, about the judgment call in consideration as well, was that the correct judgment? Well, I think he would say unequivocally now, no. So, you know, all of that plays a part in the way people
evaluate his performance. You know, my thing is, you call an election September, you announce that you're going to lift the curfews November. Just write it out. Call it November, call it February, call it March, call it April.
Right.
All right, Tessa, right. You might have missed the point when Pearly checked him on this, but no, there's many persons left West End and Bimini after the hurricane. Why y'all let Anton get away with that? Pearly checked him on that text. He reined him in on that. It was definitely the voter turnout was low in this last election, and we know that was part of the reason why in the by-election the turnout was low as well.
And you know, in a by-election, a lot of particularly with the government sitting in power, and you see the whole cabinet, the party out there, people say, "Man, they gonna win anyway. I'm wasting my time." And a lot of people may have thought like that. I'm not saying they did. I can't prove it, but I'm saying some conversations I've had with some people says, I didn't think he was going anyway, so, you know, we can wait till the next time and get him then.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Naughty, Pearly, MJ, how y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
Hey, what's up?
Good. Man, he's got off Ingram, too, man. He stopped playing golf with Ingram and stopped calling Ingram, too, so don't feel bad. What's up, Dave, for dinner with Ingram, too?
Well, that's what Papa say.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So I agree with MJ now. It ain't only the pandemic and the hurricane now. It's way more than that. Just remember, if Canadians didn't tune into that signature, we would never know what was going on with hotel.
And
the fella take all his joy and his silvers and things like that. Then you come to the BMA people and tell you the hotel costing you $1 million a month, $12 million a year. Then you go on to the food thing and then say, only 400,000 people, you say $1 million a week getting spent on food. I never get nothing. I didn't want nothing. I didn't need nothing. But over 400,000 people and $1 million a week. And then, Freddy, you 9 years old with me. You know about any curfew before in the Bahamas? No, it was never no curfew.
I'm not during my lifetime. But I gotta check you. I gotta check you on $1 million in the woman account. The woman come there with millions on her account. So No. The woman come there with millions on her account. So when people start to say that about her, I gotta check you on that. Ain't nothing.
You gotta check Brave. They ever say that in Bahamas?
Yeah, but he gotta prove that. Because I can tell you, that family got more money than me and you put together and all us.
Yeah, I know about that, man.
So they $1 million is nothing to them. That's like me and you spending $10.
Let's go.
Yeah, they got money now.
Okay.
Now, let me know what I'm going to say for the curfew. Now, you can tell the commissioner of police, say, I'll pay $750. Then you pay $750. And then you come in with your compassion, with your love, with your heart.
With your heart, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you fake it. You ain't got a heart thing, and you fake it.
Awesome coconut boys, where your heart is, where your compassion is, where your love is.
Exactly. So the knowledge, the fellow who's named knowledge, he ain't sound like he have much knowledge. He's talking foolishness. I know he's talking about that. Yeah, but I can leave this with y'all. What y'all think? New York, go on tonight or...
New York.
Oh, yeah. All right, y'all have a nice day for all of
you. Too.
All
right, brother. You too, brother.
I can text you tonight.
Yeah, all right, brother. All right,
let's get to these. Let's get to these other two cards. Talking heads.
Hi, Naughty.
Hey.
What's happening? We got MJ and Pearly with us today, too. Fully loaded.
Hey, Pearly. Hi, MJ.
How you doing?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pearly, darling.
Hey, baby.
Listen, Naughty, in all fairness, we only mad at Venice because they wanted to move freely, you know. With that man running on with, those things happen all around the world. People had curfew because they were trying to avoid too much unnecessary gatherings. Now, me, like I always say, Menace, this is not your time to come back. Still, I do understand what he was doing. And believe it or not, whether we like it or not, it has saved a lot of lives.
Yeah, I never disputed that.
Pardon me?
I never disputed the curfews. I supported that. Full disclosure, I supported that. I understood what was happening. I was in... watch every news story. I watched. I saw the dead bodies in Italy. I saw the dead bodies on the side of the road. I saw what was going on in China. One of the few people who did not catch COVID because I stuck to the regimen.
And me too. I actually, you know when I caught COVID? After everything was done.
I stayed home.
I recently caught COVID.
I stayed home. I didn't go anywhere. I actually lost relationships because I didn't want to go anywhere because I was too afraid of catching COVID.
But see, all of that is all well and good. We don't really have, I mean, some people probably feel it differently, but I don't think we really have no real reason to be upset at Menace. But however, whatever Menace did and the way he did it.
An election 9 months early. That's plenty
of
reason.
Exactly. That cost him one, because he would have been the one to open up the country. And all of the new ports and things, like, were they bragging about, how they bringing in 9 million to it? That would have been all on he did, whoever told him to do it. You know, so, I'd like to give him another chance, just not this time.
Maybe
when I can die down a bit, because right now I'm still a little upset with it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
All right, let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing, Naughty?
Boy, Dave, look, yeah, you know Dave. Dave, it's me, but you got to hit me on the side. You know you still on the less round here.
But I don't understand why, you know, all due respect, Dave, and I respect
but
you, brother.
But you know, we hitting, they got their cheap propaganda. Yeah, they cheap call, Dave, call it now. Dave can come in when cut a voice note.
BLB business in October last year. Yeah. Why are you getting the people business? Stay on your side of the fence.
Yeah.
That's how, see, we was growing up. Nassau Street was the border. You don't go across the border. You stay on your side of the fence. Stay on your side of the fence, Dave. All due respect, bro. Stay on your side of the fence. Worry about with our good prime minister and our deputy prime minister. Them don't worry about that. Talk about that. All right. After June
4th. Because, all right. This has been an interesting Friday.
This has been real fun.
But this is what these are the kind of conversations you need to have. Get it out in the open, deal with it, move forward, and get to making the country better.
Yep.
At some point, the ox gonna fall.
It will.
And then what you can do after that?
Point.
You got to start the healing process. In the blood, the one who got the tail cut off got to heal from losing the tail. I mean, come on.
I'm putting this question, and then I know some people are listening. The question was put to Michael Pintard. If Dr. Minnis wins the leadership, will you support him? And Pintard said, yes, I will. The same question was put to Dr. Minnis, and his response is, I am an FNM. I've always been an FNM. And all I want to know is, if Michael Pintard wins, will you, Kevin Harris, Jit Kalmer, Michael Pintard? I don't want to hear I's an FNM always, but I want to hear yes or no. Simple as that. Because what has to happen when this thing is finished on June 1st? The healing has to begin immediately. And it has to show that we all under one umbrella. And the goal of that party, once this June 1st is done on June 2nd, is to keep the government itself carrying on bad, and cussing and carrying on does not help the party. I understand it's a heated election, and I cool with that. I can live with that. It's a heated election. But come June 2nd, the healing has to begin. Whoever loses, got to put the tail between the leg and come and say, hey, I support you. I pushing for you. What we got to do to win the government? We'll condemn you. The public will judge you on what you do come June 2nd, June 3rd, June 4th, June 5th, and moving forward. That's the bottom line. And if you're not going to be, so the public will look at you and, you know, when he loses, he can start a new party. When he do this, he can. I am a firm believer of the two-party system. I don't think the third party works in this country. That has been my belief. I don't care who you start, you join. Join and build from within and bring change from within that party. That's the only way it can work in this country. We too small, love 3, 4, 5, and 6 parties. It don't make no sense to me. Because none of these third parties come fresh. Either they come out of the PLP or they come out of the FNM.
It's right after this convention. They'll be some of the most important for the Free National Movement, because if the division remains after that, I mean, it could potentially could weaken the party going into the next general election. So, the leaders, and not just the ones at the top, but all of them, to pull everybody together.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't see how you're going to be successful in the next general election.
Let's be fair in this.
And that might be by design.
Let's be fair in this. The FNM have always had democracy at its best. And I have to say it like that because they have been fighting. They had a split in 77 and came back together. Loretta, they moved Dr. Minnis as leader of the official opposition and the party, and they came together.
All I'm saying is,
I hope so.
Somebody got to take
two strong parties going into the next election.
Somebody got to take the clipboard, meaning it's like a quarterback battle. We're coming down to the last 2 weeks of camp. We're going to name a starter in a minute. Now, whoever gets named a starter, the backup need to take that clipboard and be ready to go.
Yep.
Be ready to support the team. Better be smart. Yeah. Uncle quarterback, talk about his experience and say, look, this is how we could win in this game. Hey, I lost games this way. Don't do this, because this is how we could lose. The same way Dr. Minnis didn't heed the advice of Mr. Christie and Mr. Ingram, he should be in a position, if it doesn't come out on his side this time and he gets beat, be in a position to mentor and offer that kind of advice. So serious about bringing the party together. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Last caller.
Talking Heads.
Just talking away so long with you and your panel, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Bremen?
I'm radio holding on, thank God.
Hey, Bremen.
We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas.
Amen. What you got for us?
Poily would say.
Hey, right here. How you do?
I'm holding on. And welcome. Poily.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to y'all the whole time, right?
Yes, sir.
I agreed with everything was said by everybody until you said that there are no room for the other party. The thing is, Pearly...
That's just my belief, Bram. That's my belief.
The thing is, people tired of both parties, and some people want to vote for a different party. So what you going to do about those people? Because the thing is, if it doesn't be a different party, it can be the same, the PLP going to win. But the thing is, there are some people who desires not the PLP, only the FNM.
Raymond, let me say this much, and I hear your point, and that's fine. I respect that you have a different point of view. When the DNA was formed, that was a minister of the FNL leader. They fell out, and he quit the party and formed his own party. The gentleman who bring the COI together wanted the Pinewood nomination of the FNM and didn't get it, was mad at the leader, and went a different way. It is as if you come with fundamentally different views and fundamentally different way. You mad, and because you...
Party. You got to look at those people who really wants to vote, and they're not into the FNM or the PLP. And those people want to vote, and, you know, you see the margin in which the PLP won by, a lot of people haven't voted.
And I hear that, and I respect that, and they didn't vote. Because said, you have a right to do what you have a right to do what you want to do. If you want to form a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh party, that's your right. I, Pearly, don't agree with it. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I get the exact.
Okay.
But the thing is, that's your opinion.
Yes, sir. And I respect your opinion, as I hope you respect mine.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Have a good one there, Bremen.
Have a good
for yours.
Yes, we'll do 2 hour sports one day
you
next
have
week.
Have to balance
and
out.
You can go ahead and write management. He ain't going to really say nothing because, you know, management could tell you. We know nobody could have pushed that hour in sports, but sometimes we need to bar this hour every now and again.
Yeah, and if it's an important topic, I have no problem. And you know I'm talking about the Dolphins and talking about the convention and other things. It's important that sometimes we have to go over.
And you may have to get used to that on a Friday. We go over a little bit on a regular. Maybe we do the week interview. Maybe we got the mod squad here. It is what it is.
And I'm Link.
Link was the ugliest one, too, though.
That's all right, but he was the coolest one, though.
Yeah, but
When the fight break out, Link is... You know, Pete got Julie. Pete and Julie. That's, you know, Pete and Julie together.
We can leave that like that. Save yourself for that one. Because I ain't going to be with you. No diddy.
No diddy. No diddy.
No diddy. No, so listen, you all have a great weekend. And good stuff, too. I like the fact that you got objective phone calls. You had people calling in saying, look, they feel one way. They feel another way.
Yeah, and I...
To just get across to everyone listening, this is my opinion, which is that we need to look at leadership a little bit differently than we have in the past.
Yes.
Right as we sit and speak today, David Cameron, who is the former Prime Minister of the UK, he now sits in the cabinet of their current Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. So the way we view leadership, we need to...
We'll get there.
And if not, we'll keep busting up our gum arguing until we do.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
or like I tell the family, tell my nephew Trent get there, then maybe see some good things.
And whatever y'all do this weekend, whatever side of the FNM convention y'all decide to support or entertain yourself in, remember...
Yes.
And crazy antics.
Just at the end of the process, day, we all family.
Let the process ride out. And at the end of the day, the FNM needs to have some healing.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
And we will go from there. But like I said, I want you guys to have a great weekend. Good stuff. Everybody who called in, texted in, chimed in. Good stuff, man. We'll do it again on Tuesday because Monday is a holiday.
Holiday Monday.
So, MJ, Pearly, I appreciate you, man. Have a great day. There you go. Yeah. Mr. Producer, great stuff as always. And we will see you all Monday, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.